Everybody take a seat. I'm like a school principal.
Oh, here he is. Tom, we got him.
Well, we like to resume the meeting of the Board of Trustees. Now, we are going to take on the agenda items. They'll be presented and discussion will follow each item. Starting with, there are two items, item 11 and 12, on the academic program at Urbana. And Chancellor Herman is here for the explanation. He had sent the communication earlier. We can take any question if you have on those items.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. There was an earlier memo, as is our custom, from each of the chancellors about upcoming academic issues. This is to establish a Master of Science in Financial Engineering among the Colleges of Business and the College of Engineering and the Graduate College, and to eliminate the Bachelor of Arts in the Teaching of Russian from the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. The first is, as Vice President Ghosh will remember when he was Dean Ghosh, that we worked diligently to establish this. I'm very happy to see it come forward. And the elimination of the Bachelor of Arts is simply a matter of lack of student interest. So, are there any questions?
Okay. Yes.
I have a question on Russian. I guess it was a little surprising to me that because of the size of the that country and that language. But as I understand it, it's elimination of the curriculum for teaching or training teachers in
right.
Russian.
Yeah.
Courses in the Russian language available?
Oh, they still exist.
But not a major in teaching
correct.
The Russian language.
Yeah. Sorry,
and are there other institutions around the country that will still fill that need to train?
I suspect so, although I don't have the data. Mm-hmm. I find it hard to believe that there's a that Russian is going to be missing from our schools. It's just that we haven't found enough students interested in that.
But compelling reason is that the data shows that in the last decade we've not had anybody want to pursue that major.
Yes.
Thank you.
I believe that, sir. Thank you.
Any other questions for Chancellor? Well, Chancellor Herman has several other items also. Chancellor,
right.
Would you like to go through those?
Thank you, sir. Appoint members to the athletic board. This is a 20-person board, and the item before you has names of two students, an alumnus, and a professor to be effective in August of this year. The board helps guide the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics on a number of matters, and is also provides a faculty linkage to the Big Ten, which helps set academic policies. And I think we are very grateful for this for the service of all of these individuals. And Trustee Doris has been diligently attending for a number of years. So, are there any questions about this additional membership? It is. We get suggestions, just as by way of process, we get suggestions, and individuals, there are multiple suggestions for each slot, and they are interviewed both by me and someone else in my office. Seeing
any questions?
None, I'm sorry. Seeing no questions, then let me turn to appointments to the Center for Advanced Study. This center was established by Board Action in 1959 and gathers scholars from diverse disciplines and backgrounds, and is rewards excellence in all academic areas of inquiry. Center members are permanent members of the center, selected from the faculty on the basis of their outstanding scholarship. And the 10 that you have before you today join a list of the most distinguished faculty who have contributed greatly to the academic lifeblood of this university, include Nobel laureates, National Book Award winners, and winners of major prizes throughout the nation and world. Any questions on these individuals? Finally, the designation of the Robert Evers Illinois Natural History Survey, the building. Evers is a graduate of the university and joined the surveys for a distinguished 30-year career. I believe you have the bio someplace in your documents. But this is a naming item and hence is a board item.
Okay.
Questions?
Any questions for Chancellor Herman? Well, let's move on.
Thank you, sir.
I think the next is Chicago Chancellor Paula Ellen Mears.
Mr. Chairman, we are seeking approval for 13 naming designations within Douglas Hall at 705 South Morgan on our East Campus.
Okay, very good. Any questions for Chancellor on this matter? Well, let's move forward then. Anything else, Chancellor, right now?
No, nothing.
On the agenda item? What about Chancellor Ringeisen from Springfield?
Yeah, this is item number 15, which is to name our Emma Pond Field Station the Alfred and Barbara Cordwell Thirkelson Field Station. It was an endowment gift of over half the cost of the building. An interesting thing about this gift is that Mr. Thirkelson is the stepfather of David Barrows, who is our architect and facilities manager and designed and built the building, and I think that resulted in the gift. I would mention that this was our first foray into a research station, and it's working out very well for us, not only our own students, but we've had graduate students from France staying there, from Michigan State and Mississippi State and so on. So it's really helped us develop our scholarly efforts. I'd be glad to take questions.
No question for Chancellor Ringeisen. Let's move to the University Administration, Vice President Rao.
Thank you, Chairman Shah, members of the Board of Trustees. Presenting you the promotions in academic rank and tenure is one of the most pleasurable aspects of my job, and the process is one of the most critical in the university. Of all the personnel decisions made by the university, promotion and tenure decisions are the most important. The quality of what the university provides in terms of research, instruction, public engagement, and technology transfer is directly dependent upon the quality and achievements of our faculty. They represent the fundamental element of the functions of the faculty. Consequently, the promotion and tenure dossiers are very carefully reviewed at the department, college, and campus levels, including evaluations received from external reviewers. At each level of review, the promotion materials are carefully considered by committees of tenured faculty. In addition, the department head or chair, the dean, including the graduate dean, the provost, and the chancellor of each campus, also review the recommendations of the promotion and tenure committees at their respective levels in the evaluation process. Finally, the chancellor approves the recommendations for promotion and tenure are forwarded to the president and the board of trustees for final approval. The agenda item before you today includes a total of 207 faculty personnel action recommendations involving promotion and tenure across the university for the academic year 2009 and 2010. That's item 10.
Any questions for Dr. Rao?
Item 10 is the approval of additional sabbatical leaves of absence 2009-2010. The chancellors at the Urbana and Chicago campus have recommended additional members of the faculty to be given sabbatical leaves. Most of these faculty members are those individuals who were simultaneously coming up for promotion to the rank of associate professor with tenure. So we normally wait till the presenting the promotion cases to the board before we bring up these sabbatical leaves of absence. The same process and rigor of review that was given to the earlier sabbatical applications has been given to these applications.
Thank you. Vice President Knorr, you have some items on agenda, items 16 through 18, or 16 through 18 and 27.
Mr. Chairman, speaking to items 16, 17, and 18, item 16 on the agenda requests approval to adjust three Urbana student fees for the fiscal year 2010. All of these changes that are being proposed to these fees were approved through the student referenda process. The first fee is the student organization resource fee, which is to be reduced by $2 per semester from $14 to $12 a semester. The second fee is a cultural programming fee, which increases $1 a semester from $2 to $3 per semester. And the third is a collegiate readership program. The young lady, public speaker this morning, spoke to these fees. But a collegiate readership program created for $2 a semester. This provides weekday copies of certain daily newspapers to the students. Again, your approval will be requested on item number 18. Any questions on that one?
I have a question related to that. I think in the early discussion about tuition, there was we said that it would perhaps. It had already been broadcast to the incoming class. Are these fees for the incoming class?
This would be for fiscal year 2010, so it would be for the academic year 2010, yes.
So have we published to incoming students what the fees will be since we haven't approved them yet?
All the fees that have been approved to date have been broadcasted to the students.
But yes. They haven't been approved yet?
The fees for housing, all of the other main fees have been approved and have been passed along to the incoming students.
These are additional fees.
These are additional fees.
Do we need to keep this item open until we have feedback on whether we can make any corrective action on the tuition?
I don't believe so, but I would defer to the to.
Yeah.
The question is, he's asking, do you want to take action now? Because if you take action, then you may have to revisit it, depending on how the other issue turns out, the issue of the tuition.
Well, if we are going to revisit, or if we are not certain, maybe we can do. The question is, do we have a time to put it off for now and get whatever. Approve it at one time, Vice President Knorr?
I would have to ask the Chancellor.
Could I ask a question? And obviously, this is a board decision, but I'm just trying to understand what's on the table. Wouldn't we approve these fees as per the suggestion of the student referendum? And if anything else comes up, visit that at a later time? Or is the board item foreclosing any discussion of fees? Mm-hmm. For in the future?
Well, I'm open to the board's suggestion.
Can I make a suggestion? Unless Mr. Barrows feels that there is a technical reason to, as Trustee Doris said, to keep this item open, I think it would be preferable for the board to act on this item now, as long as the board can come back on the other item if our homework determines that can be done.
Thank you. That'll be my suggestion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, on this same subject, we have under reports, report of actions by the executive committee. Does that need, that's not voted on, though, is it?
No, that was voted on the executive committee.
So it's just a report.
It's simply a report.
Would have
for
no
the
bearing on the subject matter that right. we're discussing now. Is that right?
Okay. Well, so what we put it off for now? What is the consensus?
What? I think we can proceed with it
I think the recommendation would be to
doing whatever
with
we
the,
want to do at a later
approval
time.
Approval of item number 16.
My only question is, if we approve it, does it remove any flexibility that would be a benefit to us? Hearing the answer, no.